producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I should have hyped this up. I mean, I really don't hype things like I should. We have a 1 hour debate with Bill Ayers, the former head of the Weatherman Underground and Bill Clinton's mentor, joining us today in the second hour. So that should be extremely informative. I can't wait to ask him about how he's funded by big foundations and why the robber barons and ultra-rich continue historically over and over again to fund socialist and communist movements. That's coming up. Also, I'm working on getting Dr. Jerome Corsi on the transmission today. He's got a powerful article we have linked up at Infowars.com from WorldNetDaily.com. Generals conclude Obama-backed Al-Qaeda. That's right, and we're going to be going over this article, but more and more, the military and former brass are going public, including congressmen are now speaking out about this information. Now, I know for our audience, this is really old news, but it's not something the general public has consciously come to grips with. The military knows. And see, supporting the troops is not supporting lies and fraud or having the troops go battle for Al-Qaeda in Syria or Libya. Just like supporting our troops and not hating them, like a Michael Moore or a Bill Ayers, doesn't mean then you support a movie like American Sniper that is propaganda and is full of BS. Doesn't mean you just buy into stuff that's slickly packaged. By the way, I love Clint Eastwood. He's my favorite actor, probably. People always ask me, who's your favorite actor? And I've really been thinking about it over the years. It's probably Clint Eastwood, the icon of icons. And I am physically sick at American Sniper that we've now reviewed, and we've got that review coming up in the next segment. Because it is a powerful film. It makes an individual look like a hero, a good guy. You want to believe in him. And so to attack the lie, you're attacking something that feels good on the surface. Because the guy Chris Kyle plays is a great guy. The truth of who Chris Kyle really is isn't in this film. You know, they don't talk about him divorced from his wife. They don't talk about him setting up a company to get the money away from her. That's what came out in the court case. She goes on TV and cries about him and says, this movie's so accurate, when that's not the truth. I mean, when Chris Kyle heard he had a huge bounty on his head, he famously said, my God, you know, my wife will try to cash in on that. So, you know, watching his wife go around, it's like Michael Hastings' wife, who worked in the National Security Council in the most classified areas. I mean, that's as high level as it gets in the shadow government. Definitely a spook. I talked to folks like Joe Biggs, who was at his funeral. And she was like, oh, yeah, I think they killed him. Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's horrible. Then she goes on CNN on Piers Morgan and cries and says the official story's true. It's bull, ladies and gentlemen. They killed Private Lynch's crew when they started going public saying it was a fraud so they could promote women in the military. They killed Pat Tillman when he wasn't going to play ball. And so it's of all the news we've got in front of us, I'm going to do a review of this from the nightly news last night. It's about 9 minutes long because it's not just about Chris Kyle or Clint Eastwood or American Sniper. It's about propaganda. It's about deciphering it and coming to grips with it because this is all war propaganda timed for new terror attacks to launch a war in the Middle East where they will attack a country or group that's against Al-Qaeda. Just like Saudi Arabia is involved in 9/11, we attack Iraq, their arch enemy. They're saying we should go into Syria so Al-Qaeda doesn't have a base when our own government put them in there. So understanding this could bring down the globalists, and we're close because the military is going public more and more. They understand what's happening. Now we can educate the public. It's a big deal. We got Bill Ayers coming up. We got some medical news coming up. We've got generals conclude Obama backed Al-Qaeda. It's all coming up today and a lot more. You'll be wanting to stay with us.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide, coming to you from the new InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Again, it is the 20th day of January 2015 on this Tuesday worldwide transmission. Bill Ayers, Bill Clinton's mentor, who he of course, also was a mentor to Barack Obama, will be joining us coming up in the second hour today for a debate. We were reached out to months ago by Bill Ayers' people saying that we hear Alex Jones doesn't like Bill Ayers. And so this is somebody that Barack Obama has even lived with. Hillary Clinton, of course, has praised Bill Ayers and sent him letters. We also know that Hillary Clinton's letters were published last year, dozens and dozens of them that she had sent to Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. So I'm not going to do the standard conservative attack of Bill Ayers. I'm just going to talk to him about, hey, big tax-free foundations fund you, Carnegie Ford Endowment, correct? He'll probably say no, and then we can go back and show where he's funded by them later. So that's really the whole point of this interview. And I'm putting my cards on the table in case they're listening and they want to check it out coming on. Because I'm going to ask him questions. I'm going to let him sit there like a commie and lie to people. And then I'm going to absolutely grill him with the information. So that's what's coming up. And I'm sure he'll have his attacks as well. But we're going to be breaking down why are communists so connected to the ultra-rich 0.1% throughout history over and over and over again. How proud is he of his Lord and Savior, Barack Hussein Obama? I guess that's Jamie Foxx that called him the Lord and Savior. So that is all coming up today. This story is one of our top stories, and we're going to be getting to it as well. Generals conclude Obama-backed Al-Qaeda. But first, I want to review American Sniper, Clint Eastwood's new film, because it's bigger than just a movie. It is the science of propaganda, decoding it. You can understand the big picture. And here is my review from InfoWars Nightly News last night. And finally, tonight on InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to break down and analyze what is some of the most thought-provoking propaganda that we have ever seen in 20 years of operation. I'm talking, of course, about the blockbuster film that made over $105 million on its opening weekend, produced and directed by Hollywood icon of icons, legend Clint Eastwood. I've been a big fan of Clint Eastwood since I grew up watching spaghetti westerns with my folks, and I agree with many of the political views of Clint Eastwood. That said, the film is very upsetting when you know the admitted facts surrounding Chris Kyle, the American Sniper's life, and the book that he wrote so it would be produced into a Hollywood film. Please keep an open mind here, because I'm not attacking Chris Kyle. I'm not attacking Clint Eastwood. I'm attacking a known Pentagon system that creates fables, that creates stories, that creates legends to manipulate the public mind. Now, before I get into the film itself and my review and breakdown, it's important to note that in a few minutes we'll play a clip of where I actually had a discussion with Chris Kyle shortly before he was killed outside Dallas, Texas. So I've talked to Mr. Kyle on air, and I've also talked to some of his friends and family. But before I get into this current case, I want to look at some past cases where we've caught corrupt elements inside the Pentagon engaging in serious deception. First, let's look at the case of Pat Tillman, who I see as a real hero. Gave up a lucrative contract to go join his brother fighting who he believed was involved in the September 11th attacks. He began to write home to family and friends saying, "This whole war is a fraud, and we're helping him grow the drugs, and it's a scam. I'm going to come home and expose it." Well, they executed him, then claimed he was a hero who died charging a machine gun nest fighting Al-Qaeda. It later came out, because the Army coroner wouldn't lie, that he'd been killed by friendly fire in an apparent homicide. Now, pay attention to this pattern. Pat Tillman was worth billions in Army and Pentagon recruiting money. They couldn't allow him to then turn against it, so he had to be taken out, because this pattern repeats over and over again. Remember Private Jessica Lynch? It even came out that Jerry Bruckheimer, the Hollywood producer, was on sat phone directing how to save her at the hospital, which they knew the Iraqis had pulled out 3 days previous. They gave her credit for battling this column of Iraqis in her supply truck as the men cowered in fear. Well, the men began to speak out and say, "We actually fought them." She hid in the back in fear. So not one, not two, not three, but four different members who were actually in the firefight all ended up dying, getting shot in the head, being found dead in their cars, being found in a puddle of water, because dead men tell no tales. Then Private Lynch went public in a press conference and said, "It's all a fraud. I was told to lie, to put out a book, to put out a movie." They already had Hollywood deals to come out and show her as this hero, to recruit women into the military, and to sell the military on the idea of putting women in frontline combat.
All I know is I don't believe that Jesse Ventura said you deserve to lose a few, but as soon as he said the thing on O'Reilly and stuff about, yeah, he said you deserve to die, you guys deserve to die when the family's right there, that is made up, period. I knew it was bull then.
I feel the opinion that he said exactly what I thought he heard. And I feel horrible about it coming out the way it had, and I'm sorry I handled it the way I did on your show. I guess I should have just denied it and said, I don't know what you're talking about.
And again, right now he sounds like a nice guy, so I'm completely blown away by this because Ventura sounds credible. You know, Kyle, you know, right now sounds calm and nice. And I mean, I don't know what kind of psyop this is or what this is.
Just as with Pat Tillman or with Jessica Lynch, when the asset, when the front man's story is compromised, they kill members of the unit who aren't playing ball, or they kill the front person if they don't go along with it. Now, we don't know what really happened with Chris Kyle. But even before he was dead, we had reporters on the ground in Boston, and we had the surveillance footage that showed men wearing the uniform of his security company, Kraft International, with the Punisher symbol, with the blood dripping, wearing their uniforms and having black backpacks. And we never said that they were involved in the bombing. We surmised that they were probably called in to run security because there may have been intel that there was going to be a terror attack. The media then spun that and claimed that we were saying they were terrorists. So that let us know that we were on target, that they were putting this type of disinformation out. Then MSNBC came out claiming the Tsarnaev brothers bombed and that I had actually influenced them with no evidence. So you need to understand, anytime you get near Chris Kyle or Kraft International or anything they're involved in, there's massive controversy going on. And that's because we know Navy SEALs and private contractor groups made up of SEALs, like Blackwater and others, are used as intelligence group cutouts and a lot of time are used for patsies or decoys. Ladies and gentlemen, I live this. I didn't just debate Chris Kyle. I'm not just friends with Jesse Ventura. I didn't just cover the Boston bombing with our reporters on ground and break the major stories of what appeared to be Kraft International on the ground, and then they wouldn't deny it. I lived here in Austin and saw with my own eyes the city shut down for much of a day while Chris Kyle's body was brought in to be buried in it, and as he was built up as the ultimate hero. This thing has all the signs of scripting from the start to the finish, and it needs to be investigated to really discover who Chris Kyle was and why he was actually killed. This thing stinks to high heaven. And then you go and sit in the theater and watch the movie, and he loves Muslims, and he wants to help them, and he wants to get Al-Qaeda people to come join him to fight the terrorists, and he's such a sweet person that gets along great with his wife. When the court records show it's the opposite, and they were divorced, and he was setting up these companies to try to transfer his assets into them, and none of it is true from our research, as best we can tell. It's just not true. He didn't call up crying when he had to shoot people. He was quoted in the news, in radio interviews, in TV interviews, saying that the enemy are despicable savages and that he only regrets he didn't kill more. He made those statements in his best-selling book, American Sniper. Now, look, I'm not criticizing him like Michael Moore is, saying that any sniper is a coward. Snipers are targeted. It's a very dangerous job, highly skilled. I don't think snipers are cowards. I think they're some of the best people in the military when it comes to pure skills. But Chris Kyle did like to brag about killing people. He did show a lot of unsavory traits that I haven't seen in other operators that I personally know who will not talk about the people they've killed. And the system will purge people that have been willing servants of the system like Chris Kyle. Did he get a conscience at the end? Was he deciding that he was going to come clean? We'll never know. Because now, sitting there in the movie theater, at the end, you get to see everyone cry when they show real footage of his funeral, when he's buried like George Washington or something. This is part of living in this modern propaganda state. And people need to cut to the emotion and look at the cold, hard truth. It's propaganda and lies that's killing America. A truly moral nation has the high ground and doesn't need disinformation, doesn't need brainwashing to convince the population to go along with the government. The truth is America has been captured by offshore globalist interest, and we're losing our country. The real heroes are the men and women everywhere that stand up for our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and actually stand up for what the American flag symbolizes. As for Clint Eastwood, I hope this is just the fact that he's senile. But this film is so well done, I know that's not the truth. Clint Eastwood has decided to have the biggest hit of his life based on a lie. And in the end, I think it hurts his reputation. I think it hurts his legacy. And for that, I'm sad. Well, that's it for this extended breakdown tonight of American Sniper. I'll be back tomorrow live on the radio, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time with a syndicated radio broadcast. And please, never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. I got several calls late last night from bigwigs in Hollywood about this report. So they were watching it when it aired last night on the nightly news. So it's already making the rounds there. And it's because this attack is not just some jealous attack of the movie. It's a reluctant attack. It's a serious breakdown that only really scratches the surface, but still scratches it with a lot of truth. We have an article up on Infowars.com right now by Kurt Nemo. You heard my quote in that analysis piece saying that I don't agree with Michael Moore overall, saying snipers are cowards. I do agree that the Iraq war was a fraud and was bad and was based on a lie, as Michael Moore is saying. But Michael Moore doesn't criticize Obama for all the wars that he's continuing or turning Syria and Libya over to al-Qaeda to engage in ethnic religious cleansing that is even more corrupt, premeditated, and evil than the Iraq war. So what I don't like by the so-called left is that they're such despicable hypocrites. Of course, Kurt Nemo is an anti-war libertarian patriot, and he has the article, Michael Moore is Right. It's a provocative headline. He actually breaks down that Michael Moore is a globalist socialist, but that in his tweet overall, he is correct. But he had another tweet talking about snipers being cowards. That from Michael Moore, who has six armed bodyguards but doesn't want citizens to be able to be armed. So I just don't think Michael Moore is a legitimate voice to criticize the military. I mean, he's got his First Amendment. I have my right. The left always spins disagreeing with him as hate speech. That's what Moore even says in his piece, because someone calls him a traitor. Oh, that's hate speech now, implying it's illegal, like they've already made it in Europe. This is a guy that says that white people only want guns because they're racist. No, what's racist is not letting blacks have guns in Democrat-run black cities like Chicago, New York, D.C., that have the highest crime rates in the United States, in some cases the world. When you talk about Chicago, and they can't have guns. I mean, this is all blaring, common-sense stuff, and the people are awake and understand what's happening. We're going to have at least 3 hours of live in this studio, coverage tonight, starting at 7 o'clock Central, 1 hour before. We'll have the State of the Union with analysis and commentary by David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, and many others here in the crew during the lengthy canned applause. By canned, they just are supposed to, like lapdogs, clap to everything he's saying, and not dare call any of it out as lies. Then there'll be at least an hour of analysis after. And we have a contact with what you could call anonymous. Now, quite frankly, anybody could be anonymous, but this particular contact we got from anonymous is definitely on the inside, definitely has big contacts throughout the hacking community. And we're going to have an announcement from the White Hat Anonymous sector tonight. I'm not sure when we're going to air it, but we have it. That's coming up tonight. It's pretty powerful stuff between 7 and 10 Central. And I've told the crew If they want to go further, if they want to go longer, they're welcome to. I could easily come up here tonight and dominate the whole thing. I did that last year, and a lot of folks tuned in to watch it. Tonight, I'm going to sit back and let the crew conduct the special transmission. So 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We will also, on the front page of InfoWars.com, have a video box, also at InfoWars.com/show, where we'll have a free feed for everyone. The nightly news is subscription, generally, because we got to pay for the bandwidth and the computers and the crew and the camera folks and the analysis and investigative reporters. So it's $5.95 a month. It's actually right now $2.50 a month. The discount's going for the rest of the month. And then 20 people can use each membership, so that's 12 cents a person per month. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it takes 1 minute to sign up. You're supporting the absolute very tip of the spear in the fight for Americana, Renaissance, basic freedom, classical liberalism, the opposite of the socialist-slash-communist-slash-fascist implemented system, with fascist worldwide above it, tax-exempt, with diplomatic immunity, using communist-socialist tactics to domesticate the slave population. That's the real paradigm. And that paradigm continues to get out. It's game over for the globalists. Just, it's game over. They've always sold opposition in Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and the Middle East as via communist, and then fight capitalism when this isn't capitalism we're living under. It is a crony insider system. You're always going to have a percentage of that in capitalism. But now it's becoming the dominant sector, and it's why you've got 0.1%, not 1%, with half the wealth, and it's projected within 5 years to be 70%+. Because they're waging financial war on the population. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. Now, what are we going to be covering today? I went to DrudgeReport.com this morning at about 7 a.m. after I checked InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I saw USA Today. The new headline is Humanoids Hold News Conference, Interview Baby. But the previous top headline was from USA Today, new police radars can see inside homes. This very radar is in Police State 2 and Police State 3 from 2000 and 2003. I mean, in fact, I know the crew's working hard around this show and others, but if somebody can scan through those two films, I know I cover it multiple times. In fact, I show, if you're a TV viewer, this very device that is at least 20 years in action. This very device, when you go to USA Today or InfoWars.com to link through, and you can watch the USA Today video, they did a video report on it, this very device has been around and been sold for at least 20 years. And they are now reporting that they just rolled it out last year. The FBI did. I'm not tooting my horn, but we covered this 15 years ago with the documents. And they're now announcing that it just started in the last couple years. It says 50 law enforcement agencies are using it. Here's the deal. If you're using this when you are going after a suspect and you think they're dangerous and they're in a building, then fine, use it. But that's not what's happening. They have mounted on helicopters now stuff that gives them a black and white image in live time in your house. Doesn't just tell them where a person is or show them a basic image of where they are. So they're showing you 20-year-old technology that we've been documenting for 15 years and rolling it out. And I would tell people the police are getting devices that see through your walls, and they would laugh at me. Well, guess what? Google cars are getting mounted with these. But they're not just grabbing that data. They're grabbing your other data from all the, quote, smart devices. The point is this is a premeditated, organized, long-term program. Now, here's another report. The next frontier, hacking your car. Oh, see, the whole new problem is, oh, all these smart devices can be hacked. Oh, my goodness. See how they set up the problem to offer the solution? Well, here's our article from 2 years ago. Microsoft denies new Xbox can see your genitals, though it can see through your walls. This is much worse than the police device, and it's in most of your houses. just like Samsung came out last year and said, yeah, we're listening to you in your house, quote, watch what you say.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force, I use X2, Supermeal Vitality, and Lung Cleanse every day. They're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I wasn't sure it was going to be ready today, but they have basically completed the report. So we're going to break it today here on the radio / TV broadcast, InfoWars Live, instead of tonight during extended three-hour live coverage of the State of the Union. And that is a story that was only picked up on in some trade publications and some governmental publications that contractors use to look for bids. You cannot make up how over the top the information is that we're going to break in the third hour. And Joe Biggs wanted to illustrate it, and so I let him do it. Because he's the guy that, you know, basically ferreted out the news. It deals with veterans. So he also illustrates, you know, basically what's going on. But it is just over the top. And then we're going to continue our investigation, basically undercover, on this into the future, but it deals with the death panels of the veterans and how they're on the death panels and who decides who gets care and who doesn't. And I was sitting there last night looking at all these documents, and I actually began pinching myself like I was dreaming. I mean, I didn't really think I was dreaming, but I caught myself pinching myself, thinking, is this a dream? This is so evil. And it just goes on, and it's just put out there like it's blasé and no big deal. We go celebrate veterans. We go celebrate the archetypal warrior, the Chris Kyles, the Audie Murphys. And then we treat them worse than we would treat a dog. If humans can't be treated as good as an animal, we're in deep trouble. So we're going to be airing that at the start of the third hour today. I'm going to just leave it at that until we get to it, and I'm going to intro it. Then Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us in studio with some breaking news. I'll be honest with you, I'm not even looking forward, even though it'll be powerful radio and informative, to talking to Bill Ayers next hour. Because I want to be polite and classy, but at the same time, knowing and I'm going to have to sit there and listen to him shovel BS in my direction and in your direction is nauseating. Obama is to deliver his State of the Union tonight, obviously. And I'm going to talk some about that with Bill Ayers. Obama is a fraud within a fraud. He claims he's this free market guy, but then tells his constituents he's basically a commie. He's going to deliver them all these free goods. And then what he delivers them is select corporate welfare to supplement their wages to work for these globalist combines who are busy deindustrializing and consolidating the economy. Insurance companies in the last 2 years, as we reported from the Japan Times and from the Davos Forum, have had their profits go up almost 50%. What was it? 47% from Obamacare alone. Global insurance companies, the rape job of doubling or tripling prices, brought to you by a commie. Not a commie. Commie is their cover. Landing in giant planes with red carpets saying you can't have air conditioning or a car. Oh, we're going to have carbon taxes and transfer wealth to the poor people. You get the actual plan. It's basically doubling taxes on poor people worldwide. A veritable death sentence for people who spend half their money, their discretionary income, on food. What happens when you double the taxes on them? They starve to death. 30 million people a year, half of them children, it's estimated by the WHO at the UN, starve to death. And when you get the Planned Parenthood documents, when you get the Roe v. Wade, that just came out, the lawyer that lives here in town, the actual woman that had the abortion, the actual woman who was in the case of Roe v. Wade, you know, is now a Christian, has repented, but the lawyer who lives right here in Austin, who got it through, she was in the news last week with her letters to the president at the time, talking about we've got to get rid of all these poor people. Just like Margaret Sanger said, we've got to kill all these black people. I mean, I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of knowing the facts, knowing the players, being informed, knowing their end game. Here's some of our past articles dealing with x-rays that's now in USA Today today, shifting gears back into what I was covering earlier in more detail. New York National Guard unit scanned vehicles for gun confiscation. Wednesday, July 7th, 2010, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Police to get x-ray scanner for vehicle inspections and public safety. June of 2014, just to show that it's now proliferating. DHS to x-ray scan Americans at border checkpoints, 2012. TSA invades roads and highways with Viper checkpoints and X-ray systems. 2011. TSA to roll out covert surveillance vans with X-rays and systems to see through walls. 2013. And these are just stuff the last three, 4 years. I made four police state films. I know two of them, made in 2000, 2003, show this very scanner that USA Today has in their article today. That is a very primitive one. So deciphering that, getting the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, good day, the full story is they're rolling out that this is going to be used everywhere, and they show you on the news the most primitive one that just shows a basic human shape through walls, and the police can argue, hey, we're going after somebody, you know, that's shooting at us or whatever. This is a good way to know where they're at so we don't get killed. Makes perfect sense. But this is being rolled out in private corporate systems, governmental systems. It's in satellites now. They've got basically sound wave technology and other systems, radar systems that are so sensitive, they shoot through the walls, resonate back. That's why Microsoft Kinect admits they can see through up to 8 walls and people up to 400 yards away with an Xbox Kinect. That was 3 years ago that rolled out. And hackers and people demonstrated it by capturing the video feed of it. Kinect is spying on you. And again, scroll back up. I'll show folks that publication. Mainstream News, Gizmodo, Washington Post, they're all reporting that. LazyGamer.net. We were the first to tell you this. And it's not, hey, we were first. It's, hey, it really gets old reporting on something 15 years before it's admitted, because by the time they admit it, they're 10, 15 years ahead and have already got helicopters looking through your wall. The Xbox Kinect can look at the pores on your skin and biometrically recognizes you and your voice. And this is being rolled out on the new smart TVs everywhere. Remember 3 years ago, the head of the CIA, Petraeus, CIA chief, will spy on you through your dishwasher. I go on other radio and TV shows, and I mention this, and they laugh at me. I was on British radio a few years ago, and in studio, and they began laughing at me. See, it's so funny. I'm like, hey, even Petraeus admits that they're watching you through your dishwasher. Ha, that's ridiculous. But see, then it all comes out, and oh, well, that's acceptable now. They don't want this intel known until it's already widespread, until it's ubiquitous, until the technology is in place, because they know you're then comfortable with the Samsung or with the Sharp or with every major brand is now putting in their terms of service data collected off this platform will be given, can and will be given to third parties for marketing and other reasons. And by turning this on and with your purchase, you accept. Click here for the system to work. You can't turn it off in the settings. Samsung went further 4 months ago, as I keep mentioning. There's the headline. Samsung Smart TV records, quote, personal conversations and sends them to third parties. New company's new privacy policy causes consternation. Paul Joseph Watson, November of last year. Because they say in their terms of service, watch what you say. We've got audio and video. We're just supposed to accept this now. This is how Orwellian it is. And I'm going to do this myself. Or if any of the crew's bold enough and wants to do it, just we need to get this done. That's why I hired a big crew or bigger crew so we can actually carry out all these ideas, because I can't get them all done. We need to just go to people's doors. And then once they find out the truth, we just give them to sign a waiver and agree to it. That's how you get around the privacy issue. That's how they do it with the, you know, hidden TV cameras. Because a lot of folks will understand, will end up, you know, being aware of what's happening, and then we'll say, yeah, it's for TV. Is it all right if we use this? Or we can just blur their faces. We need to go to people's doors and go, hey, we're here from television, InfoWars, and we'd like to plant cameras in your house. And we'd like to watch and listen to everything you do and then give it to third parties and sell that data. And they'll say, get off my porch, you're crazy. And I'll say, but here's the policy report by Samsung. Do you have Samsung products? All their products for 2 years now have this, and if they're hooked into the internet as a, quote, smart TV, they're watching everything you're doing. And they'll say, you're crazy. And I'll say, no, here it is. They'll read it, and I'll say, yeah, we did this to illustrate what's happening. Because you're upset at me wanting to do this, let's go one step further. How about you pay me $3,000 to watch everything you do for the next 5 years while you have this television and sell that data to everyone? How about while you're having sex with your wife on the couch watching porn? How about we take that video and sell that on the open web? How about in your bedroom, even when you're not, you know, having sex? How about when you're on the toilet with your iPhone? How about we get that data? Because here's the deal. I talked to not one, not two, not three, not four people in the last week. This didn't happen to me, but it happened to people I know, family. That their droids and iPhones, when state law went into place in Texas, that you can't talk on the phone anymore. You have to have a hands-free, that the phones automatically all went to VoiceBrint and began not letting them use them, but talking at them till they changed the settings. Guess what? I went and looked it up and saw talks going on a few years ago with different governments in Europe about the phones turning off on their civil disobedience, turning off anytime the police want them to, and just not working hands-held. They have new sensors in the droids and the iPhones where they know if it's up to your head, they know if you're moving, they know where you're going, they know how many calories you've had, they know where you're, you know, those programs are all public. Those apps are all public. But do you see the other side of all this? Apple granted patent to disable cameras according to location 3 years ago. Infowars.com. This is not our opinion. This is the master plan, where all this social engineering tech is built into everything. So it's so shocking now why the police have handheld systems. Then you watch the video. Oh, that's just kind of grainy black and white. There's a shooter in the building. Sounds reasonable. They always show you the old thing that's been in place for 20 years when the new stuff is beyond Orwell. So there's that tactic. You heard it here first. Government spies on innocent people via webcams, laptops, Xbox, Steve Watson. Links back to articles we wrote 8 years ago in his 2014 article. He links to them. And now it's admitted that NSA, GCHQ in England, and others in programs called Optic Nerve have AI watching you. And Google admitted in a patent 10 years ago that they were already with audio, with the embedded microphones, listening for, say, if your dog barks, then ads for dog toys pop up. You read it here first. Google's Ambient Background Spy Tech, 2012. We link back to our 2006 report. Alex Jones is that crazy guy. I remember I would have family and neighbors at my house, and I would have webcams covered with a Band-Aid. And they'd say, why is that covered? And I'd say, oh, there's patents. They watch and listen over that. And the FBI, without warrants, dials into them all the time. They can also frame you with those cameras. And they went, man, you're nuts. Really, I'm nuts? And again, this isn't about Alex Jones being right and everybody else being wrong. It's about, we're still in this process. There is a global government putting fluoride in the water and GMO that kills the rats, and you're eating it. Chuck Norris has now come out and warned people. Okay? I mean, this is going on, people. So, understand it. I don't care if you're a school teacher, an auto mechanic, a farmer, a factory worker, a police officer. I don't care who you are. Your family's being hit by this. And I know a lot of you are going to laugh right now. You're not going to laugh when your 12-year-old has that seizure and a month later is dead. You're not going to laugh as all of this unfolds. You understand that? That's what it comes down to. Still trying to figure out the studio. We never really did a briefing in here. Is the red light or the green light the camera I'm on? Green light's the one I'm on, right? That's what I thought. Oh, Jesus. What's the point? The public just all wants to die. Fine. Enjoy yourselves, okay? drink fluoride, take the shots, eat the GMO, don't go look at the rat studies, don't go look at the guinea pig studies, just don't look at it. Just go watch ESPN and act tough all day. The elite have told me the public doesn't care and doesn't want to be helped. But that's not really fair, because if you tried this on people in 1950, it wouldn't have flown. Or even 1960 or 70. It was incrementally done. People were set in front of televisions from birth. They were taught where they mix. Like Mark Dice was saying yesterday, nuclear war is inevitable. Top scientist says, you know, next Teletubbies. I mean, they just come out and calmly announce, yeah, your television's watching you. The head of the CIA flaunts it. They just do it. It's all totally illegal. It's not done to protect us. Our government is totally corrupt at the top. And now Dr. Corsi comes out. Generals conclude Obama-backed al-Qaeda. And it's a huge, thick, long article with just generals and former CIA people and all of them admitting our government runs al-Qaeda. It's just an amazing article. And it's just like, ah, so what? You know, so what? Well, when al-Qaeda starts blowing stuff up, that's going to be used to take our liberties so the system can take your pension funds.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I call it InfoWars Live because it's really a radio show, but it's grown into a television transmission as well with a radio format. You can find the free video feed 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. And if you are an AM or FM listener, it is vital to tell friends and family in the area about the station and when the broadcast is aired. But if you have friends and family outside of the area, you can still tell them about the free iPhone, free Droid apps, free podcast, free video feeds, and more at Infowars.com/show. In fact, if folks would just sign off on their emails and on Facebook and Twitter every day with the free link to Infowars.com/show, that would continue to grow even faster the seismic effect of the word-of-mouth grassroots power of you that power the resistance to the globalist. I am not even the tip of the spear. I'm close to the very tip, but it really just hit me during the break. It is the listeners that propel the spirits of the air and that are the shaft of the spear and the entire head of the spear, including the very tip. I am simply the human impetus that helped become a focal point for this operation. This is Ron Paul has said it. He's just a focal point. Just a focus point. And it's a great responsibility, and I'm very honored to be here. So please continue to tell people about Infowars.com. Tell folks to go to just that link and listen to the radio show. Send them that link. Send them the podcast link. Send them YouTube videos or special reports we've done that you think are particularly powerful. We need to put annotations on all our YouTube videos saying go to Infowars.com/show to find the free video feed live. We need to reach out because they're wanting to censor the internet. They're wanting to launch an internet false flag to start shutting down the free web. It's all coming. It's all happening. The globalists are moving on every front because they know the time is short. They know the people are aware of them. You know, I had an idea when I saw this article this morning to get Dr. Jerome Corsi on the broadcast. PhD, political science, Harvard, worked in a lot of secret operations. I'll just leave it at that. So secretive, you wouldn't even say what he did. But I happen to know from sources, of course, he's high level. I mean, of course, that's obvious. But generals conclude Obama backed al-Qaeda. Generals conclude Obama backed al-Qaeda. We'll be naming those generals and more. Military expert finds U.S. switch sides in terror war. And I've been hearing this for about 5 years. I didn't believe it. It's so over the top, I couldn't even believe it. It appears the globalists have actually decided to go ahead and not just turn radical Islam loose as an excuse to blow up the Middle East. It looks like they're going to go ahead and turn them loose on Russia, Eastern Europe, Asia, and Africa, and let them take over. And this is really happening. We're in so much trouble. At this point, I just can't even. It's just ridiculous. I don't want war. I don't want a civil war. I want peace. I want prosperity. The New World Order hates America and hates freedom. And they tried to use us to build their world government. Now they're getting ready to the phases to be done with us, basically. My God, we're like lambs to the slaughter. We are so simple-minded, so naive. The public is so childlike. The average man will strut around a gym acting tough to other men, but wouldn't get in a fight, would stick their tail between their legs if you called their bluff. How are those guys going to stand up against something like this? Well, they know the military are the only people trained to fight this. And that's why in all the real training, they're ready for a night of the long knives. My goodness, even the Washington Times is now saying Obama's with al-Qaeda. Print me that. This is incredible. It's coming out. Praise God. Maybe we could have an epiphany and turn this back. Like Saul on the road to Damascus. Saul of Tarsus. Please support us. Become PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have free shipping on top of 10% off of promo code WATER on the water filtration systems and the cutting edge best there are at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.